Maureen Battistella tells me about two farms near Medford. The farms have been owned by the same two families for generations, but the area around them is changing.
If you look at it from a Google satellite view, it's these two squares of green that are surrounded by residential and business built environments. So you wonder how long those pockets of green will be able to remain green.
Battistella directs the Legacy Labor Project at Southern Oregon University. It aims to preserve the history of these industries. She says that as more people move to the region from other places, it's important they have a connection to local history.
For me, I've lived all over the country. I've lived and raised in New Jersey, but lived in Alabama, Nebraska, and South Dakota before coming here. And moving around so much, I didn't really have a place. So part of the importance of this project to me personally, and I think what makes it important to others here who are newer, is that it really gives you a good grounding in what place is.
Battistella spent this summer traveling to small towns throughout Southern Oregon, conducting interviews with locals and digitizing their old photographs. Sometimes it could take months or even years of communication before a community will trust her enough to share their stories. Then there are other times, like when she and her research partner went to the tiny logging town of Butte Falls.
For Butte Falls, that place where Vicki and I showed up at 6 a.m. at the Sugar Pine Cafe, we walk in and the loggers are all sitting around eating breakfast and drinking coffee. Vicki just starts talking with them, and they started bringing out their albums, and more people started coming and telling their stories. We set up right there in the cafe with the coffee cranking in the background.
This is the kind of history she seeks out, the kind you find in coffee shops, not in museums or books. The work she does is personal, both for the people she interviews and for her.
It can be difficult to maintain a professional distance, but I feel that I don't necessarily have to adopt the traditional scholarly academic position of distance and analysis. These are people's lives, not just pieces of paper.
Her project is more than just collecting and preserving history. She sees sharing this history as a way to bring communities together.
This experience of telling stories and sharing stories is healing throughout. It's healing and it's remembering and it's not forgetting. We'll go back to Butte Falls probably around Christmas with their stories, and we're going to have a film festival. So all of these people who told us their stories will be able to see them again and share them with each other and create this community experience. It's going to be wonderful.
For Battistella, the most important part of her work is the impact it has on the people she interviews, who can tell someone their small role in history.
Another man sang a song about "Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone." His environmental activism stopped some of the logging that was happening in the 80s, and so he sang that song to us, "Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone."
Home to the sea, I don't want you to weep after me. Because when I'm on my journey,
listen, it's as simple as that. And once you start hearing stories and seeing how powerful stories are to the individual, the stories that they tell, it fills you up. I think this is the most important work I'll ever do in my life. Just listening.
Weep after me when I'm on my journey.
Don't Mitchell Johnson, JPR News.
When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. I don't want you to weep after me.